Today's daf is Megillah, daf Tes Zayin, and we are on Tes Vav Amid Beis, towards the two-thirds of the way down, about 10 or 12th wide line, Yavo HaMelech VaHaman, darshaning the psukim relating to Esther Amalka inviting Haman and the king and Achashverosh to the party. Just one thought in the last line that we mentioned, that finally, when Esther invited Achashverosh to the party, Achashverosh says, "Ma bakashaseich ad chatzi amalchus until half the malchus," and the Gemara darshan that meant something related to the Beis Hamikdash. So the question is asked: Beis Hamikdash, he didn't know, still didn't know which nation she was from. So what do you mean up until that? I'm not going to give you the Beis Hamikdash, but you know, up until that point, how did he know already? How was he clued in to what she was, to where she was from and which nation she was part of? So the Bali Musar explained, Ephraim Waxman quoted this in one shiur, that the fact that Achashverosh saw that she was so moseres nefesh for her fellow people, in terms of she needs something, she wants something, so maybe that's a Jewish trait, that she says, wow, somebody is moseres nefesh so much for her fellow nation members, so that must be a Jew, because I don't know any other nation that has such a midah about them. So I got to work it out with the psukim, but that's the idea that was mentioned. Okay, Yavo Melech V'Haman El Mishnah. The king and Haman should come to the Mishnah, to the feast. Tadar Abadan, Marasa Esther, Shazimnes Haman. Why did Esther invite Haman to the party? Why didn't she just go and have a good time with Achashverosh and eventually tell him that this is what Haman is trying to do? So there are many answers given. The Gemara here gives 10 suggestions why Esther invited him to the party. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Pachim Tavna Lo. She was setting him a trap. That was part of the plan. Shenemar Yishul Chanam Lefnehem Lepach. Their table will be set in front of them, Lepach, for a trap. This was part of the plan to get him to come close, and then hopefully in that way she will then be able to trip him up. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mibes Aviha Limda. From her father's house, Limda, she learned it. Shene Amar Imra Ev Son, meaning from the Psukim. She learned it from Shilur Mishlei. Imra Ev Sonacha Ha'achileu Lechem. If your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. Right? Meaning, be nice to your enemy, and eventually it's going to pay off that you're going to be able to take revenge from your enemy. Right? Rashi says, Shama mi beis aviyah. Bottom right, Rashi says, Shama tinokos omrim kain. Beis aviyah just means from the kids coming out of the yeshiva. Rabbi Meir Omer Kidei Shelo Yitol Eitza V'Yimrod, so that he doesn't think that Esther and Achashverosh are planning something, and he's outside, so maybe he's going to come and have a plan and rebel against Achashverosh, then there won't be time for Esther to be able to save the day. Because he might rebel during that time. If she keeps him in sight, so then constantly he will be under her eye, and he won't try anything. Next, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kedei Shelo Yakiru Ba Shehi Yehudis, so that they don't, obviously it's not going like the pshat that we just said, so they don't recognize that she's a Jew, because obviously she invites the arch enemy to the party. Obviously there's nothing to worry about with her, and things will keep going in the way that Esther wanted them to go. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Kedei Shelo Yomru Yisrael Achos Yesh Lanu Beveis HaMelech V'yasichu Daita Min HaRachamim, so that the fellow Jews don't say, wow, we have a connection in the palace, but she's not thinking about us. Yasichu Daita Min HaRachamim. If she invites Haman, so hopefully they will think that doesn't make sense at all. That must be part of the plan that something is going to happen. If she's just going to a party with Achashverosh, maybe they will think, and they will have Yeush. And Esther didn't want them to have Yeush. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kadesh Yehe Matsuila. I said it the opposite. So that they don't say, if Haman does not come and only Achashverosh comes, then they might say, we do have a connection, and therefore they'll stop davening. The opposite. And therefore, Esther did this so that they will still be worried. What is Esther doing? Not, you know, inviting Haman to the party. He's our arch enemy, and they'll keep davening because you don't have a. She didn't want them to have a hesek hadas and think that okay, it's taken care of now. Esther is taking care of it. It's okay. She didn't want them to think that, and therefore she did this so that they are still worried. Rabbi Yossi Omer kedei she matzi la b'chal eis, so that he Haman is around her all the time, and when the proper moment comes that she feels that this is the time to bring his downfall, she'll be able to do it. Rashi says ulai tuchal lahachshilo b'shem davar. She didn't exactly know what was going to happen. She was like, let me keep going, and I'll see. I'll figure something out. Rabbi Shimon Menasya Omer ulai yargish hamakom v'yasal adonis. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'margish will realize that, look what Esther's doing. She has to come close to the enemy. We've reached this stage. So terrible. So such a zilzal. And in that way, she will be able to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will feel bad and perform an ace on Esther's behalf. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, Azbir lo panim kedei shiyarek huvahi. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says, I'm going to be nice to Haman so that Achashverosh starts thinking that there is something going on possibly between her and him, and in that way, maybe his kinna will get the best of him and he'll kill both of us. And Esther thinks to herself, what's going to happen if Achashverosh kills me and Haman, how is that going to save anything? So Rashi goes to Gemara that we had at the end of Tainus Chavtes. There's a gzera that was made by a whole cabinet of the enemy, and one of them dies. So that's a simon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy, and therefore the whole gzera will be batel. Okay, we continue with the next opinion. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Melech Hafach Fachan Haya. He is a king that is fickle. He is a king that keeps going back and forth with his dibur. And Esther's thinking, maybe if I could get him to do something to Haman, if I get him to have that decision, to make that decision, so I gotta get him to act based on that right away, or else he's gonna go back and forth, as we mentioned a couple of days ago. Also, he has this personality, or even yesterday we mentioned, that he's just, foolish. I mean, destroying a nation and killing the person who wanted to destroy the nation, back and forth and back and forth. Esther said, I gotta have him ready so that if I need him to take care of Haman, so then he will do it right away. Amar Gamliel, Adayin Srichan Anu Lamodai. With all of these answers, I still need the following answer. Detanya Rabbi Lezer Amodai Omer, Kinaso Bamelech, Kinaso Bisarim. Right, I want to create the kinnah with the Achashverosh, and the kinnah with the princes. I want everybody to be against Haman, not just Achashverosh. Achashverosh is going to think, I'm invited, what's Haman invited? Haman's like me. Haman's the king. What is Esther doing inviting Haman to the party? Also, it should be just me. So Achashverosh is going to be jealous and upset at Haman, and all the other sarim, all the other officers are going to be upset and say, what's going on with Haman? Why is he the only officer invited to the party? And again, all of these have a certain element playing on Achashverosh's mentality, playing on his fears. You know, Chazal tell us that he just became king, and he was nervous. He might not have been in the family, as we had earlier in the Masechta. So there was a tremendous fear that he had throughout, of his officers, of Haman, of Esther, and Esther was playing on all of these fears. Rabba Amar, two more suggestions based on Psukim. Rabba Amar Lifnei Shever Gaon. The Pasuk in Mishlei is before the great downfall, there is raising up. So Esther wanted to raise him up so that will bring the downfall right afterwards. Abaye Varava Dami Chavayu Bichumam Ashis Es Mishtehem Vigomer. Bichumam, while they are hot, Ashis Es Mishtehem, I'll prepare their Mishteh, meaning while they're feeling it deeply, and then they'll get drunk, and in that way, right after the Mishnah, hopefully I will bring his downfall. Ashkechei Rabba Baravu El Eliyahu, Amarle Keman Chazya Esther Va'avda Achi. Which is the right answer, Eliyahu? Asked Rabba Baravua. Who did Esther see? What did she determine and act based on that? Amarle Kekulu Tanoi Ukekulu Amarai. They're all right. They all have a certain element of truth to them, that Esther acted with all of these kavanas in mind. Good. Vayisapralem Haman es kfod ashrov v'rov banav. Haman told his family, the kfod ashrov v'rov banav, kama rov banav. What are rov banav? How many children did Haman have? We know the 10 sons that were hanged, but is that it? Vakama rov banav, couple of suggestions. Amarav lamid. Some say 30. Some say he had 30 children, 30 sons. Asara mesu, 10 of them died. Right on the spot. Asara nitlu, 10 of them were hanged. Those are the ones listed in the Megillah. V'yasara mechazan al apsachim, and the other 10 lost all their fortune and had to go beg to stay alive. V'rabbanan amri, oh, such a mechazan al apsachim shivim avi. There were 70 that had to go and beg. D'chsiv sveim balechem niskaru. Sveim, those that were satiated, now had to be hired out for bread, had to go beg for bread. Al tikri sveim ela shivim. So if you learn al derek drush, sveim, not those that were satiated, but shivim, if you play around with the nekudos. Finally, v'rami bar abba amar. Kulan masayim v'shmona avi. There were 208. Shneamar, how does that come from? Verov Banav, the Gematria of Verov is 208. Says the Gemara, no, it's not Verov, but Gematria, Masavar Beser Ave. It's 214. Right? Resh is 200, and then the two Vavs is 212 plus 2 is 214. So what do you mean it's 208? So Amar Yitzchak Verov Ksiv. Spell without the Vav, so that's an allusion for 208. That's Rav Banav, the Verov, which means 208 of his sons, they were dealt with. Okay, so that takes us through all of these suggestions of why Esther did it. There is just one thought. It's not exactly on this pasuk, but this whole section started off with Yavo Hamelech Vahaman El Hamishte. There is a very similar pasuk in the Megillah that says Yavo Hamelech Vahaman Hayom El Hamishte, and that is a significant pasuk. Why is that a significant pasuk? We know the name of Hashem is not listed in the Megillah at all. Right? There are allusions. Some say whatever it says, the word Hamelech, that's an allusion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Talmud of the Gra, the Yosef Lekach, says that there are two allusions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in the Megillah. Two allusions, even though it's not Mefurish. What allusions? Right here is one of them. The pasuk that's close to the one that started off this section. Yavo Hamelech V'Haman Hayom. Another pasuk has Hayom, and that is Yudke Vavke, that is Rashi Tevos, alluding to the moment when Haman was invited to the party with Achashverosh. And the other pasuk that alludes to the Shem Hashem is Kikolsa Elov Hara'ah. When Haman's downfall was coming, Kikolsa Elov Hara'ah, he saw the evil, the downfall was happening to him. That's Sofei Tevos, Ki Kalsa Elav Hara'ah. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. So the Talmud of the Gra says, why dafka these two psukim, out of all the psukim, why do these two have Shem Hashem? The answer is because the first pasuk, Yavo Melech Haman Hayom, is Haman's highest point. His highest point. Only he is invited to the Mishteh with Achashverosh. This is unbelievable. He's so excited. Who's really pulling him up? Who's behind the scenes? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi Tevos, pulling him up. Yavo Melech Haman Hayom. And who, when he gets pulled down, who is the one that pulls him down? Sofei Tevos schlepping him down, ki kolsa elav ha-ra'ah, that the ra'ah, the evil, is dragging him down. See, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu behind the scenes as well. So that's why dafka those two, Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything in the Megillah as we know. Good. Also, one other point, and that is the Gra in the Kol Eliyahu explains another reason. The Gemara doesn't talk about this, but the another suggestion given based on a Gemara says the Gra in Esther in Perek Hay that the Gemara tells us im Isha, the Gemara in Psachim Kufyat Aleph, im Isha Nida Avra Beit Shnei Gvarim, if an Isha Nida, a woman who is Nida, passes between two men, im hi betchilas Nidasa, he horeges echad mehem. Vima Isha v'sof Nidasa, he goremeshi meriva b'neim. There's either going to be a fight between them, or one of them is going to die. So Esther, who we just had with the Schalchel Hamalka Ma'od, and she was pierced Nida, so she wanted to be able to have the opportunity to do one of these two. Either go between the two men, go between the two men and either cause one of them to die or cause a meriva between the two, says the Gra. So that is another reason. You want to add on number 11, number 12, whatever the numbers were, that is another reason given why she invited Haman. There is an amazing suggestion. It's a Maimar by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the Sichas Musar, in the new edition. It's Mitzvah Maimar Kuf Dalad, 104. Called Shviras Hamidos. Says, it's amazing that all of Klal Yisrael were davening, and all of Klal Yisrael were fasting, and they even didn't need to seder that year. Right? They were fasting, and they were davening and learning and doing everything. And according to one of these pshatim, what was the tipping point? What caused the Kadosh Baruch Hu to finally say, okay, enough, I'm going to accept? Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Shviras Hamidos, overcoming my own personal covet, my own personal standing, and just letting it go. Says the Sichas Musar, Vadvar Mevorah Gemar Megillah, Tan Rabbanan, Ma Ra'as Esar Shezim Nes Haman. One of the pshatim is, Ula Yargish Hamakom Yasal Lanu Nes. Maybe Hashem will see the state that I'm in and do a Nes. Rashi says, Yargish Ani Tzarech Lahachnif LaRasha Zeh Ula Zalzel Kvodi. He'll see how low I have to bring myself to be Machnif to this Rasha and be Mazalzel in my Kavod. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Klal Yisrael amdu b'sakana shel lahashmid v'harugol abe minar v'azokin. Klal Yisrael, we're going to be decimated. Chas v'shalom, v'chas v'shalom l'yizokar shem Yisrael od. V'yamdu kulam b'sakam v'tanisa. They're all fasting. They all have sackcloth on. V'kol ze adayin eino dai l'ore rachmim alein l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's still not enough. Still not enough with the fasting and the davening and the sackcloth. The aft filasa shel Esther ain ba kedei lahoil al af malasa gedola. Even though if it was Esther Malchus, she had ruach hakodesh. What was it according to this pshat that turned it? V'rak mashet tizdakek lezalzel bechvoda v'hainu shviras midas hakavod yebekocha laorer rachamim lefanav yisbarach. When I break a mida, when I overcome, when I'm kovesh mayetzer, when I do something internally, that's it. Ula yargish hakadosh baruch hu v'yaseh neis. Harilano lehedya godel kocha shesviras hamidas hakavod. You see how great is breaking this mida. And he quotes many different examples. Some of them that we know the story, but we don't always think of it in this way. Right? He quotes the Gemara in Erevin Nundalit of Rabbi Preda, right? Who taught the Talmud 400 times, until one day Rabbi Preda was on his way out. He was in a rush, and the Talmud was nervous. And therefore, he had to teach him another 400 times. And the Basco went out to give Rabbi Predi the 400 extra years or schus for all of his generation. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Hinei vadai, Adam, acher b'matzavo shei Rabbi Predi, someone else in Rabbi Predi's situation, lo haisa lo hayecholus v'savlanus. It's impossible to have such patience to learn with a child, with a Talmud, who doesn't understand that she yielded imo arba meos pam 400 times. V'gamaya margish bitul zman. They'll feel what a waste of my time. Okay, so he won't understand it. Umagam im irish oso limud shalav meos pamim hayalarik. And they'll will blame the Talmud. He's not focusing. He's not concentrating. That's what our opinion would be. That's how our attitude would be. Ubedin, Shari Garmo Ibad Zman Larik, and it might even be true. Vloyamaskin Lomari Ozotov. The Rebbe will say, you know what? You just gotta find another Rebbe. It's not working out. Obviously, we're not meant to be together, Rebbe Talmud. So you just gotta find somebody else. Rebbe Preda not only had that attitude of, oh, it's not a bittul zman, but he wasn't upset. He said, okay, I'll do it again. Have daitecha v'asni lach. I'll learn. Don't worry. I'm not in a rush. The shviras hamidos, because of that, he was zoche for his whole door to get to Olam Haba. That's what we learn from one of these opinions, says the Sichas Musar, that Esther says, you know what? I'll do it. I'll lower myself. And in that zchus, hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look down and have rachmanas on Klal Yisrael. Okay, six lines from the bottom. Balayla hahu nadadosh nas hamelech. On that day, the king's sleep was disturbed. Nadadosh nas hamelech. Amar bitanchum nadadosh nas malko shel olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sleep was disturbed, so to speak. Right, obviously Hashem doesn't speak. Sleepy neilo yinum b'lo yishan shabay Yisrael. But it meant so that we could understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided it was time. it was time, right? And that's why the minhag that some have to read this Hamelach in the tune of the Yom Narayim. Another Shnas Hamelach for Rabbanan Amri. Another do Al Yodin. Another do Tachtonim. The Rabbanan say no. The upper ones were shaking, and the lower ones were shaking. What does another do Al Yonim? That the Malachim were being mafil, were scaring Achashverosh all night, screaming at him. Rashi says Kafui Tova. You are a person without any gratitude. Somebody did something for you. Somebody saved your life, and you don't do anything for them. Another do Al Yonim, another do Tachtonim. The upper ones, the Malachim were involved, and B'nai Yisrael were crying. Everybody, another do Al Yonim, another do Tachtonim. Rava Amar Shnas Hamelech Achashverosh Mamash. It was Achashverosh's sleep. His sleep was disturbed. Nafalei Milsa B'daiti. He starts thinking to himself. This relates to one of the opinions we just set up above. Amar, my de Kaman, Zaminte Esther Lahaman. What is going on in front of me? What is that? Esther invited Haman. So we already see that Haman is bringing Achashverosh to lose sleep. Achashverosh is neurotic. Achashverosh doesn't know. He's always constantly paranoid. What's going on around me? Dilma Eitzak Ashakli Lavei Tu Gavra L'Miktalei. Maybe Haman and Esther are having a plan to assassinate me. Hada Amar. Then he thinks to himself, 1 minute. Ihachi Lavi Gavra Derachim Li Davi Modali. Somebody's got to know if they're planning to assassinate me. There's somebody out there that likes me that would tell me about it. Hadar Amar. Then he says to himself, maybe there is, but he's upset at me. Dilma Ika Inish Da'avar B'Tivusa. Maybe somebody did something good for me one time. Velo Parati. I didn't repay him, and that's why even if he knows about it, he's not going to let me know. Mishamachi Mimni Inshi Velo Magluli. And therefore, a man is not going to tell me, and that's why I'm in trouble. So Miyad Achashverosh says, I got to make sure that I've paid back everybody who has done something good for me. That's the Nadar Shnas HaMelech. So that is why Miyad VaYomer Lo Havi Yasefer HaZichronos Divrei HaYamim. That's why he asked for the Book of Records Divrei HaYamim, so that he will start researching if there's anyone out there that he hasn't done good for. And all the Bali Musar, as I just mentioned earlier from the Talmud of the Gra, talk about Nadar Shnas HaMelech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved behind the scenes, even though we look at every prat of the Megillah and we don't see anything miraculous about it. But the Aryal says, on the other hand, if you look at it in large strokes, if we look at it in taking a step back, everything is miraculous. Lo timsa shum davar. Right, we don't find anything, right, that is not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Im novel etzarif kol apratim yachtov, mitchilas vahibim yachashverosh, ad shemordach ha-Yehudi mishna lamelech, nira barur ad kama kol p'ula tivis, sha'asta yesh la shalshelas aruka v'cheshben meduyak ma'od, k'chuta saibra v'lo yachti, ki ein ol milvada. We see exactly, Bikson and Seresh happened to be talking about it in the language that Mordechai knew, exactly when Mordechai was there, not far away from him, only when he was there. And Bidiyuk, Haman happened to be walking by, and Bidiyuk, everything. If you think about every little detail, and Esther, and the Hasach, and the Charvona, everything happened to be exactly in place, as we know, Kadosh Baruch Hu orchestrating behind the scenes. So he asked for the Sefer HaZichronos to be brought to him. Vayu Nikra'im, and it was read. Nikra'im. Milamech Nikra'im Me Aleihem. It doesn't say with an active they read it. Nikra'im. It was read Me Aleihem by itself. What does that mean? It was read by itself. It was clear. It called out. And it was clear that this is what needed to be done. Vayimatzei Katuv. And it was found Katuv, written. Katuv. Katav mi boile. Katuv sounds like it was recently written. Katav means it was written a while ago. So why does it say katuv as if it was recently written? Milamecha Shimshi Mochig v'Gabriel Kosef. It teaches us that really Shimshi, who was the Sofer HaMelech, there was an anti-Semitic scribe that saw Mordechai deserve this, but he kept erasing this. He didn't want Achashverosh to see this and to repay Mordechai. But Gabriel, the Malach, was there, and he kept rewriting what Shimshi kept erasing. The question is, it was right in front of the king. So didn't Achashverosh see something fishy going on? He sees Shimshi erasing? Why didn't he scream at him? Why didn't he say, what are you doing? So if you look in the Ben Yehoyada gives a little, insight into the exact story. Hadavar Yipala, Akiva Sheinikron Levnei Melech, Eichucha Limchok Bafanav. So he quotes the Al Shech HaKadosh. He quotes that, B'sefer Divrei Hayamim, Hayu Nechtavim, Kol Inyanim Beferish Kamo Sheheim. There was always a double, two books that always went together. In the all of the history books of the nations, there was one that we would call the full version, the unabridged, that goes through every single story that that happened. And then there was one that we might call an abridged, a table of contents. Acholam sefer echad shu kamo maftechos was sefer divrei hayamim hagadol shekosvim bo dvarim kitzarim. There was a shorter one, which were the keys, which told you exactly what was in the bigger ones. If you wanted more info about the story, you'll go to the big one. Dehainu inyan ploni ploni kasuv bedaf ploni v'cheid al zaderech. It's basically a table of contents. U'bazeh ha-sefer shel maftechos ha-yikor l'fnei ha-melech. They were reading the shorter one in front of the king. Ach Shimshi haya yoshi b'cheder ha-melech l'tzad echad. Shimshi was in the side room, and whenever the person was trying to look for somebody that related to the king, somebody that did something good to the king, and whenever he mentioned something, he says, Shimshi, what is this about? You want to look this up, please? And Shimshi would look it up and say whether it was a relevant story to bring to the table. When the person going through it didn't think it was shayach, then he wouldn't say anything to him. But when he saw something that was shayach, he was asked Shimshi to look at it. And on that night, when he got to the Bigson Vesera story, he said, the king, the one, the maskeres that was reading the Sefer Maftechos, said, please go look there. Tzalka Korel Shimshi, look in Divrei Hayamim, what's written there? Shimshi opened it and saw what was written, Asher Higid LeMordechai. So what did he do? He tried to erase it quickly so that the king wouldn't see it. But at that point, as heavy as a saver of the family was a kasubo. But take it from Miyad, when he erased it, Gavriel Baderach Neis wrote it again, and that's why it wasn't, he didn't see Shimshi erasing it right then, because he was in the side room with the second sefer. Amar Avasi Vaiter, first line. Darash Rabbi Shila Ishkvar Tamarta. Again, we're still in the last, very fat. Not really. A lot of the dafim here, Masechta Megillah, are very fat. The last one, the very fat darshaning all of the psukim. So Amar Avasi Darash Rabbi Shila Ishkvar Tamarta. If something written, which is for our schus, which is in this world, is never erased, if we have a merit recorded in this world, it's never erased. Surely, ksav up above, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the records, it will never be erased if we have a schus. So what happens? He hears the story of Bigson and Seresh. And Achashverosh asks, so what have we done for him? Lo nase imo davar. Nothing has been done for him. Amar Rava, lo mipnei she'ovin es Mordechai. The following story did not take place because they love Jews, because they love Mordechai. Ela mipnei she'sonin es Haman. Their hatred, Achashverosh's hatred of Haman, was so great that even if they didn't like Mordechai, they hated the Jews, but their hatred of Haman was even more, and that's why that overcame their feeling of hatred for the Jews. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says in the back, how do you know that it was? Is there a reference? So fascinating. If you look in the Megillah, whenever Achashverosh and they were talking after they read what happened in the Sefer HaZachronos, they didn't mention his name. Lo nase imo davar heichin lo. They always said him by pronoun. So, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in short, if you don't say his name, that's an illusion that you didn't like him. And that's how you know that they didn't like him, but still, the hatred for Haman was greater. We quoted this in the past, relating to the Haftorah of Machar Chodesh. Amazing, Ha'ara, and that is, if you look throughout the story, Shaul is wondering where David HaMelech is, and he kept asking, where is David? And he keeps saying, where is Ben Yishai? Where is Ben Yishai? He does not say the name of David. And Yonasan keeps answering, well, David is not here. David is coming tomorrow. Shaul can't say his name. When you can't say somebody's name, so that's a reflection that you're not machshav them at all, and you can't, you know, he who shall not be named shall not be named. You can't even name the evil. You can't even name the person. Shaul couldn't say David. And that's what he mentioned from Rav Melech Shechter. the pshat in the Rashi in Parsha Shlach, where Kalev gets up and says, "You know what Ben Amram did for us?" And everybody says, "Yeah, what?" And they thought he was going to talk Pignus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he talked, he gave us the man, and he gave us the yamsuf, and he did everything for us. Why did they think that he was going to say something negative? This is one of the tzaddikim, because he didn't say his name. He called him Ben Amram. He called him Ben Amram. And we don't say a name when you, that's a reflection that you can't identify with that person. And Tzadik Yaakov Emden, that's what happens here too. That's what, tipped off Chazal, that they didn't have such ahava for Mordechai. But the sinna of Haman was even greater. Fourth line. Heichin lo. Tana lo heichin. Haman prepared the tree for Mordechai, but really he prepared it for himself. Lo hechin. Va'aseh kein leMordechai. And Achashverosh says, everything that you just mentioned, you have to do, please. Do exactly that to Mordechai. Amar leh, so Haman's like, Manu Mordechai. Which Mordechai? Trying to slip out of it. Amar leh ha-Yehudi. Amar leh tuba Mordechai ika b'Yudai. There's a lot of Mordechais. Amar leh ha-Yoshi b'Shar HaMelech. The one that's sitting at the gate. Omar lei, sagi lei b'chadiskarta. Why don't we just give him a little city? Inami b'chanara, give him a river. Just give him an asset. Omar lei, honami avlei. Okay, give him that too. Al tapel davar mikol hasheti barta. Do not let anything fall from that which you said, everything you described. Vayika chaman es halavush, ve'es asus. He takes everything. He takes the clothing. He takes the horse. And he goes to Mordechai. Also, Ashkechei the Yasvi Rabbanan Kamei. He finds Mordechai giving shir. He's sitting in front of the Rabbanan. Umachvi lahu hilchos kemitza l'Rabbanan. He teaches them hilchos kemitza. Unbelievable. As Rashi explains, this was the second day of Nisan. That's where they fasted on the 14th, 15th, and 16th. So the second day of Nisan, that was the day of the Karban Omer. The day of one of the most special Karbanas Mincha that were brought, the Omer, Matir's the Chadash. So that's what they were being Osek in. They couldn't actually do it. They were being Osek in it, right? Even at the time of Tzara, they were being Osek in, not just even superficial learning, like we had back on Daf Gimel, by Yoshua ben Nun on the battlefield, Shalon ba'omka shel halacha. He started giving a sheer bi'iyun, started analyzing a deep concept of Torah. Here too, the learning Hilchos Kemitza. Kivat the Chazi Mordechai Da'afek L'Kivle. Once Mordechai saw that he was coming, the Susei Mechad B'Yadei, and he had the king's horse in his hand. Mirtas, Mordechai gets scared. Amar Hulu Rabbanan. Hai Rishila Miktal Nafshi Ka'asi. He's coming to kill me, this Russia. Zilu Mikamei. Please run away. D lo tichfu begachalto, because if he kills me, at least you will be saved. If you're close to me, maybe you will also be burned by his fire. B'hishaitan is ativ Mordechai v'kam lelitzlusei. So what can Mordechai do? He just started davening. He wrapped himself in his talis, right? Nisatev. Even though there's a mitzvah of talis and tzitzis all day, as we know, the Rambam tells us, and the other of tzitzis, there's a special kiyum of being nisatev b'tzitzis by tefillah. And that's why we wear a talis only when we daven. We wear a talis katan throughout the day. But a talis only when we daven, because it's a special din by tefillah. So he starts davening. Asa Haman v'yasav lei mikamayu. Va'orech adesalag Mordechai l'tzlusei. Haman waits till Mordechai finishes. He's not in a rush to do what he has to do. So he waits till he finishes. Amalu b'mayas kisu. Haman says, "What's going on, Mordechai? What are you involved in?" Amru lei bismat shebeis hamikdash kayam man deminadev mincha maisi mali kumsei desolto mischaper lei. When we had a beis hamikdash, we brought a carbon mincha and we got kapara. But you know what? Right now, we don't have a beis hamikdash, so I'm teaching it. Amar lehu, and then Haman says a mysterious comment, as if he's already given up hope. Asa mali kumsei kimcha ditu, a whole kometz right under the fingers of the flower. Your comets is coming. Vidachi asara alfi kikri kaspa didi. And they are, that flower, that mincha, that attitude is overcoming my kesef. Right? That's the way, what you can suggest this means, right? I see that you Jews are never gonna die. You're never gonna give up. That positive attitude, that's it. It's definitely gonna, I'm gonna lose. I see it now. Right? Your attitude of you're learning Hilchos Kemitza now. So that attitude is beyond anything I could try. Amar le Rasha. So Mordechai says to him, "Your money, Rasha. Evet shekana nachasim, evet lemi nachasim lemi." As we had earlier in Rashi, right, a couple of days ago, that Haman was really Mordechai's eved, and therefore says Mordechai, "It's really my money. My money. It's not your money." Amar le Haman says, "Anyway, kum levoshani mani." In any case, this is what I got to do. Put on this clothing. V'rachuv ha'isusia d'boy l'chamalka. ride the horse, put on this clothing, the king wants you to have this. Amalei, so Mordechai realizes this is a good way to take advantage of Haman. Lo yachilna da ailina lebeimani. I can't put on the king's clothing without taking a shower. So he goes into the bathhouse. I need a haircut. It's inappropriate to use the king's clothing in this way, without showering, without being fresh. So therefore, I got to go take a bath. I got to go take the bathhouse, and I got to go take a shower. Ask the Achronim, ask the Maariv Chayis here. This was Pesach. Was it the second day of Pesach? The third day? Either it was at least Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, what kind of haircut? How can he get a haircut of Chol HaMoed? Says the Maariv Chayis, this is similar to what we're going to have in Moed Katan. You're not allowed to get a haircut of Chol HaMoed if you could have gotten one beforehand. But if you couldn't get one beforehand, so then, Memela, it would be mutter, says the Maariv Chayis right here. Lo yadati, eichaya rashoy legalech sairo, hare haya Chol HaMoed Pesach. V'tzorech lomar, kiva tekodem arega lo haya chol legalech mepnei godel hara'ah, shekara li Yisrael b'chlal, v'haya asuk b'sako u'b'ta'aniso, shuv havi ki yotzim v'es asurim, shemutter legalech b'regel. Right, it was like coming out of jail, and therefore he was able to get it that day. So what happened? He was going to the bathhouse, he was going to get a haircut. Esther heard about what's going on, and she also had part of the plan. Shadra Esther Vasar Tinu Lukulibide Bani, she gave vacation. She told all the bathhouse attendants to stay home. So the Ulukulu Umni and all the barbers to stay home. Why? So that Haman was going to be the one to have to help out Mordechai. Aili Ihu Lebebani Vaasche. So they went into the Bebani, went into the bathhouse, and Haman actually helped Mordechai bathe. A very menial job. Falls of Icy Zuzumi Basin. He brought his scissors from his own house. Vakashako Bimazi, he gave him a haircut. Bahadi the Kashako lay, as he was giving him a haircut. Ingid, the Islach, he groaned. And he sighed. Amar lay, I might come misnachis. Hey, Haman, what's the matter? What's the problem? Amar lay, Gavra. And again, there was nothing, there was no Xera that was repealed yet. But Haman already senses. He already sensed that the tide is changing. Armale Gavra, the Kachashale Lamalka, Mikulu Ravrivanoi, the greatest officer in the whole province, all the provinces, Hashta, Lashavi, Balani, Vesapar, look at me. I'm a bathhouse attendant, I'm a haircutter. No, I can't believe this has happened to me. Armale Mordechai says, don't think of yourself as so great. Russia, Vilav Sapar, Shokfar Kartsuma Isa, you were a haircutter for many years, Haman. Once a haircutter, always a haircutter. Tana Haman, Sapar Shokfar Kartsim Haya, Esther Mishnayim Shana for 22 years. He was the haircutter of that kfar. Basar the Shaklin Lamazie, after he gave him a haircut, Lav Shinu, Lamane, he put on the king's clothing. Amarle Sakvarachav, okay, come on, get up on the horse and go. Amarle Loyachilna, the Kachisha Chiloi, Mimetanisa. I'm really sorry, Haman, but I can't get up on the horse myself. Now I've been fasting, I'm very weak, I need a boost. Gachin Vasalik, see he bent down and he gave him a boost. Gachin Vasalik. Bent down and gave him a boost. Kisalik, and as he went up, Bartbei, Mordechai gave him a little kick. Why did Dafka Mordechai ask Haman to go down? Okay, obviously he sees that it works. But ask the Ben Yehoyada. Hamelach lo ratza sheyavi lo es... V'sheyavi lo es Mordechai. Ach kach nizrak b'piv ben ha-shamayim. Yan da'osu ha-yom b'kesh v'lach sheyavi Mordechai l'fanav ha-achareish in Itzlav Haman. It was all, he continues, it says it was all part of the divine plan. And even this element of Haman bending down and being mevuzeh, before the actual bizarre, an actual change of plans took place, this was all part of the divine plan. Haman had to be lowered, and everybody had to see Haman lowered. And Mordechai was playing with, obviously on purpose, orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knew that this was, he had a Ruach HaKodesh, this is what he needed to do, and Haman didn't even ask anybody else to do it. Right? Haman himself, you know, maybe he thought this was part of the Al Tapel Davar, that he wasn't allowed to ask anybody else. He had to do it. So he bent down and Mordechai gave him a kick on the way up. Doesn't it say about you Jews, you're not happy when the enemy falls? That's only by Jewish enemies. But regarding you, on their high places you shall trample, and you should be, you know, somewhat feeling confident and good when your enemy goes down. And the Mefarshim here did discuss what about the challah on the last day of Pesach, right, related to this, that's related to non-Jewish enemies. So why does it, Maisi other two and Bayam, Atam Amram Shira, right, how is that different than this? Here, this Gemara establishes that a Ohev, an Oyev, Eino Yehudi, you don't apply the principle of Befal Yevchal Tismach, and you see it does apply on the last day of Pesach. Okay, Vayikra Lefanav Kachi Yaseh Leish Asher HaMelech Chavis Bikaro. Here we go, famous story. Ki Avinokin V'Azah B'Shilo Debei Haman. When they were going down the street with the house of Haman, Chazisi Barti Tzekai Mi'a Igra. Her, Haman's daughter is up on the roof. Savra Haidirachev Avua. So what does she think? She doesn't see so closely. She thinks the person on the horse is her father. V'Haidamaski Kamei Mordechai. And the one that's walking in front is Mordechai. Shakla Atitza Debei Sakisei. So she takes the toilet. Shakes the toilet. Vishatisi Arisha Davua. She throws it down on her father's head. Dali Eni Vachazes Davuahu. She sees that it was her father. Nafla Meikula Arva Mesa. Doesn't say that she jumped. It's not clear whether she jumped or she just fell down because she lost herself. She fell off the roof and died. Vahayna Dechsev, and that's alluded to in the Pasuk. Vayasha Mordechai El Shar HaMelech. After the whole story, what does Mordechai do? He goes back to where he was. Amar of Sheshes Sheshav L'Sakol Taniso. Right, nothing's changed yet. So he goes back to mourning. V'hama Nitchav Abeso Avel V'Chafui Rosh. Avel Alpito for his daughter. He's in Avelus mourning. V'Chafui Rosh Al Shiralo. He realizes what has happened. V'Yisaper Haman L'Zeres Yishol L'Cholo Avav Gomer. And Haman tells the story to his wife and those surrounding him. Kari Lehu Ohavav V'Kari Lu Chachamav. It says Ohavav, and in the next pasuk it says Chachamav. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Omer Davar Chachma, Afilu B'Umas Olam Nikra Chacham. There can be Chachamim. There can be Chachamim in the Umas Olam. Right? There can't be Torah Bagayim. Torah Bagayim Al Tamin. Chachma Bagayim Tamin. So they were called Chachamim. What did they say? Imizera Yehudim Mordechai V'Gomer Haman. You're a lost case. The Jews always win. It's amazing. The Mefarshim talk about they knew the Jews beforehand. What changed now? If he's a Jew. They knew it was a Jew beforehand. Amrule, imi shar shvatim kasi achlis lay. If he's from other shvatim, maybe you could win. Vimi sheva Yehuda ubinyamin vefraimu menashe. Any of these lo yachlis lay. Yehuda dechsiv yadcha ba'oref yadet oivecha. Yehuda's gonna win. Enoch, the others dechsiv bahu. Lefnei Ephraim ubinyamin umenashe oraz gvurasecha. Your gvura shall be awakened. They say, Haman, you're going down. Darsh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Shtei Nefilos Halal Lama. What's the double lashon of Nafol Tipol? Omrulo Umazu Meshula LaAfar Umeshula LaKochavim. The Jews are compared to the dust of the earth and to the stars. Kishehen Yordin Yordin Ad Afar. When they go down, they're real down. Nafol Tipol, that means this is a nation of extremes. When they're down, there's nobody lower than them. Ukishehen Olin Olin Ad LaKochavim. And when they go up, there's nobody as high as them. They're like the stars. And all of a sudden, the officers of the king come and say, Haman, Haman, time to go to the party. What is Vayafilu? They brought him quickly. Rashi says he didn't get time to take a shower. He stunk. He smelled like the bathroom. Right? This was poured on him, and now he's going to go to the king. That's going to make him even more nervous. Right? He did a wash. And then finally we get to the party, and we get to Esther's statement. Kinim karnu aniva amiva gomer. I've been sold, says Esther. Right, if it was just sold, fine. But I would keep quiet, but my nation is in danger. Amrlo tsar ze inu shove ben ezek shomelech. Esther says, this enemy, Haman, he doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about you, Achashverosh. Ikni be bevashti vakatle. Right, he was jealous with Vashti and had her killed. Hashikli b'didi with Vaylimikdale. Now me. He wants to get me killed. Vayomer Melech Achashverosh Vayomer Esther Amalka. Why does it say both? Vayomer Vayomer. Lamali Amar Rabbi Yavahu b'tchila al yedei Turgamon. First through a Turgamon, through a translator. Kiva de Amrale mida Beis Shaul Kaasina. Once she starts revealing that she is from Beis Shaul, or the Bach adds in that she's from Melachim. De Amrale Bas Melachim Ana, because she didn't really reveal it yet. She says, I'm from royalty. All of a sudden he says, okay, it's not beneath my covet to speak directly to you. Miyad vayomer l'Esther Amalka. Vatomer Esther ish tsar v'oyev haman hara hazev. This man. What's the double usher? She should just say, Tsar va'oyev haman arazeh. What do you mean, ish tsar va'oyev? So Chazal darshan that she really meant to point to Achashverosh, that you're also not such great shakes with the Jews. Uba malach v'sato yada klapi haman, and the malach came and moved her hand in all pointing to Haman. The Eitz Yosef discusses here in the Ein Yaakov, why was she pointing to Achashverosh? Maybe she was pointing to him, suggesting Eitz Yosef, to say, he's against you too! Against you! You Achashverosh! Be nervous! But that might have been misinterpreted when she made the statement that she was calling him Ishtar Va'oyev. That's why the Malach came and switched it. V'hamelach kam b'chamaso v'gomer. And the king got up in his anger. V'hamelach shav mikiras habisa. He comes in from the garden. Makish shiva l'kima. So we connect the two verbs, kam and shav. Makima b'chema. Just like he got up in anger, avshiva b'chema. Even before he came in, he was already angry at Haman. Why? Dozav ashech l'alachei asharvi sidim u'le kenal gagavri. There was malachim that came into the form of people. V'ka'akri li lani debustani. And they were uprooting all the beautiful trees of Achashverosh's in the garden. What are you guys doing? What are you ripping up my garden for? They said, we're just following Haman's orders. See, he was already angry before he came in. Just like we had the diak before. He comes in and Haman's lying on the bed. No, what does it mean, no fell? No fell means it just happened. Nafami ba'ilei. Amar b'lazer malami shava malach v'pilu olei. It just happened. A malach came and pushed him down. Amar v'aymi besa, v'aymi bra. Haman, woe is to me. You're hurting me in my house. You're hurting me outside my house by the garden. V'yomar ha'melech hagam lichmosh ha'malki mi ba'bayis. You want to get my wife too? V'yomar charvona v'gomer. Amar b'lazer av charvona rasha bosa etzahaya. Charvona originally was part of Achashverosh's cabinet. He agreed for the extermination. Kivan Sharashal and his kaimate Sasso. Once he realized, though, that it's going downhill, Miyad Barach, he ran away. Vahaino Dachsiv, because you don't see Charvona afterwards. Vahaino Dachsiv, Vayashlech Alov, Velo Yachmol. The Pasuk says Hashem will throw down Velo Yachmol, and he will not have Rachmanis, Miyado. A Rush's helper will run away. Miyado baruach yifrach. From his hand, the one who's helping him, he will run away. That's Charvona. The Rush's helper ran away. Fun. Finally, v'chamas hamelech shichacha. Why doesn't shachach is the word that could be used? What's shichacha? Shnei shechichos halalu. Lama, the two calming states, achas shel malchus shel olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calm from being angry at Am Yisrael, who has done tshuva, right? We had back on Daf Yudalit, that they deserved shenana misudah shel Achashverosh, right? I'm sorry, not on Daf Yudalit, on the previous Daf, on Daf Yud Beis, shenana misudah shel Achashverosh. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calm, v'achas shel Achashverosh. V'yamrilach, ashel Esther v'achas shel Vashti. And some say it was Esther and Vashti's, now being calm. Well, Vashti obviously was dead, but Esther, the story of Esther came to an end. We are now connecting Mordechai going out with the clothing. There's another chazal that connects to that. We know the story by Yosef. Yosef gave Binyamin 5 changes of clothing, and he only gave the other brothers 1. Efshar, what's it? He's causing jealousy. Efshar, Dover, Shinistar, Ba'oso, Tzadik. That problem with Yaakov Avinu showed favoritism to Yosef. That caused all the problems. Yikasho, Bo, the fact that Yosef had all the problems caused by his father's favoritism. Now he is showing favoritism to Binyamin. So what's going on here? How could he give Binyamin 5 changes of clothing? The Amar Rav Bar Machasya, Amar Rav Chaman Bar Guri Bar Rav, where do we see that this caused all the problems? Bishvil Mishkal Shnei Slaim Milas, Shehosef Yaakov LeYosef Mishar Echav, because of the extra that Yaakov gave Yosef Nisgal Gel Adavar, Retzonis Pasim, V'yod Rav Oseinu LeMitzrayim. That favoritism in some way contributed to their going down to Mitzrayim. So asks the Gemara, how is that? How did Yosef do that? Amr b'yamin bar yefes, ramaz lo, shasid ben latzeis bimenu, shiatzer milafayam melech, bechamisha levushay malchus. No, he's alluding to a descendant of him, a descendant of Binyamin, Mordechai, who's going to go out with five special clothings of the king. Shnemar, Mordechai, Yatzar, Belavush, Malchus, Tcheles, Vigomer, in the, all of this, alluding. The Vilna Gaon says, the Maariv Chayes here quotes this from the Gra, that there's a diuk that the five were really equal in value altogether to the one. So it wasn't really jealousy in terms of value. Right, he got five and he got one, but they were all worth the same altogether. So that's why he was only trying to give him the remez of the future, but not to cause jealousy. We know also the Mordechai, the famous Levush, early Achron, right after the Shulchan Aruch, who wrote the Levush. He wrote, his name was Mordechai Yaffe, and he named all of his Svarim based on this pasuk, right here that's quoted. The Levush Malchus is on Arachayim, Putzvar Gaman is on Choshe Mishpat, Aterezav is on Yeredeya, so all based on that pasuk. And the Levush Ha'ora, right, the Levush Ha'ora, that's his Sefer on Sefer Ha'orah is this commentary on Rashi on Chumash. And he falls, once we're talking about the story of Yosef and Binyamin, so we continue a little more. He falls on the necks of Binyamin, his brother. What do you mean on the necks of Binyamin? How many necks does Binyamin have? He's crying for the Batei Mikdash, that's the plural. Binyamin's crying on his shoulder, on his neck. Bachal Mishkan Shiloh, he cries for Mishkan Shiloh, Shasilios Bechelko Shal Yosef, Vasili Charev, and also will be destroyed. Right, we have a couple days ago we discussed, the Chazal used the term destruction by Shiloh, even though it wasn't really destroyed. It was stopped, it was discontinued, but it wasn't really destroyed. The Mishkan, the fact that the Aron was taken. But Asili Charev, the Maariv Chayes here asks a question, he does not answer it. He says, I don't know why he was crying. Wasn't Shiloh only a temporary stop? The Beis HaMikdash, that's the Menucha Vel HaNachla, as we discussed earlier. So Shiloh was always supposed to be stopped and be discontinued. So what was the whole churban? What was the whole problem? So two ideas. Rav Soloveitchik writes in one place in his commentary on Kinos that maybe not. Maybe Shiloh would have turned into the Beis HaMikdash. A. B. Or it was the way that it happened. Okay, if they just went to the Beis HaMikdash and stopped using the Mishkan, Shiloh, fine. But it didn't happen that way. It didn't happen that way. And maybe that's the Chorban. Yosef says, just like I don't have any bad feelings for you, for Binyamin, I don't have any hard feelings for you. I have a pure heart to you. And he says to his father, donkey loads of all good from Egypt. All the same person talking. He sent him old wine, that old men like. And the brothers fell in front of him. It's amazing that the Tana that's talking about this is Rabbi Binyamin. All about the story of Binyamin and Yosef. Why they bow down to him? Tawa beidne sagile. A fox in his time bow down to him. When you give covet to the fox, every money has its moments. This is Yosef's moment. So even after they know it's Yosef, they bow down. Tala my betzirusei miachva. What do you mean? Why is he called the fox? What, he's lower than his brothers here? Why is he called the fox? Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. The following. This is what that mamar goes on. Vishachi saw Rosh Hamita, Amar Biyam Rayefaz, Amar Belazar, Talabini Sagile, referred to when Yaakov Avinu was Mishtachave, when Yosef came to visit him. So, yes, Yosef was his son. So that's why he's called the fox in that regard. Vayinachem osam vayidaber alibam. Yosef tried to comfort them. Amar Binyam Rayefaz, Amar Belazar. Melameid sha'amar lem dvarm shemis kablan al alev. The words that were acceptable on the heart, umai, uma asara neiros. You think I'm going to take advantage of you and take revenge? Uma asara neiros lo yachol l'chavos ner echad. If you 10 couldn't distinguish one of me, ner echad hech yachol l'chavos asara neiros. So how could one of me extinguish 10 of you? We're the shiftei ka, and remember that I'm not going to do anything. Every one of these is a reference to another mitzvah. The Marsha says they're all special osos and brisos that we have with Hashem. Ora zu Torah. V'cheinu omer kiner mitzvah v'torah or. Simcha ze yantif. V'cheinu omer v'samachta v'chagecha. Sason ze mila. The happiness of mila. Rashi quotes the Chazal. When David HaMelech is in the shower, he doesn't have any mitzvahs. And he remembers the mila. That gives him simcha. V'cheinu omer sasa nochi alim rasecha. Vikar, the beauty, Elu Tfilin, Vechenu Omer, that's also the Pasuk that refers to Tfilin and Kisavo, Verokal Ame Yaratz Kishemash and Nikra, Alecha Vyar Mimecha, the Tfilin Sharosh has to be revealed. Vetanya Bazar Agadol Amar Elu Tfilin Sharosh. Rabbeinu Yonah in Bracha says, this is the Pasuk that tells me why Tfilin, the earliest time to put in Tfilin is Mishe Yakir, because it has to do with a Re'iyah. It has to do with a Re'iyah. Vaita, last, section, Ves Parshandasa, Vechul Aseres Bani Haman, Amr of Adad Ben Yafo, Aseres Bani Haman, Vaseres, and the next word of Aseres, Tzorch Lememrinu, B'Neshima Achas. Gotta say it in one breath. My time of Kuluba, the Adadi Nafku, Nishmasayu, because they all died at one moment. Remember we discussed a couple of days ago, the Machlokas, the Rugged Shavar, and the Chai Adam, whether you could be Yotze Shomea Ka'one by the Chazin saying it in one breath. Or you have to say it. Different minhagim have different shuls. Right? It goes to the root of what Shomea Ka'one is about. He's my mouthpiece exactly, or whatever he does, I'm Yotze with. Right, the more flexible definition of Shomea Ka'one. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vav de Vaizasa, Tzorach Lemimtachei Bezakifa. You have to make the Vav Vaizasa longer. Kumordia Delivros. You have to make it very long, like the banks of the river of Livros, right, that is the, an allusion to how you have to make it. Rashi says, Zakifa, it's like a hook. Bitzad echad ze lamata mize. My time a kulu b'chad zakifa is dakifu. Just to this quote in Shulchan Aruch lechad chila. So to remind us that in one hook, right? They all went and got hanged at the same moment. Amar Rabbi Chinuni bar Papa, Darash Rav Shila ish kfar tamarta. Kol hashiros kol nechvaz ariach agabi levena, levena agabi ariach. All shiros, as Yashir and all the other shiros, are written ariach agabi levena, a half a brick on a brick, a half a brick on a brick, meaning writing, and under it is space, and under it is writing, under it is space. Chutz bishirazu umalche kna'an, shariach agabi ariach, levena agabi levena, except for this one, which is written on top of each other. Each son is written on top of each other. Half brick on half brick, and brick on brick. My taima shlote tkuma lamapalasan, to allude to the fact that they don't have any way to get up. There's nothing to grab onto. There's nothing sticking out that they could grab onto. Period. Vayomer hamelach. Hashem, we'll have to stop here, and Hashem, we will continue next time.